Hi, I'm Christina, and welcome to Yoga with Melissa. Today, Melissa is having me as a guest on her channel, and I am going to be sharing with you a restorative yoga class without props. In the restorative yoga technique, we use props in order to ease you into the poses, make you feel more comfortable as you're staying there for very long periods of time. However, I created this sequence just in case you don't have access to props and you still would like a restorative yoga experience. We'll be starting out the class with some gentle stretches and then we'll move into some more restorative poses where you'll hold the poses for longer periods of time and it's very passive and very meditative. This class is great for relaxation. It's great to reduce stress and anxiety, something great that you can do over the weekend or even after a long, hard day at work. It's great for traveling. So if you're traveling around and you don't have access to yoga props, this class is a great thing to do for relaxation and to reduce anxiety and stress levels. Before we get started, if you aren't yet subscribed to Melissa's channel, hit the subscribe button down below the video. She posts awesome yoga classes every single week. And once you're done with this class, head on over to my channel, Kriska Yoga. Melissa posted a restorative yoga class with props, and that class is amazing. You should definitely give that a try as well. And while you're over there, subscribe to my channel as well, because I post 2 free yoga classes every single week, plus some bonus videos here and there. And I would love to have you as a subscriber as well. So if you're ready, grab your mat and let's get started. So we're going to begin by sitting on the ground. Cross your shins, flex your feet underneath your knees. Bring your hands to your legs. Close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath in through your nose and a deep breath out. From here, begin to quiet your mind by focusing all of your attention on your inhales and your exhales. If another thought comes into your mind as you're focusing on your breath, gently set it aside and move your focus back to your breathing. And just remain here for several deep breaths. Slowly come to open your eyes. From here, take your left hand, place it on your right leg. Bring your right arm behind you. Inhale, lengthen your spine up. And exhale, twist around to the right. Using your hands on the ground and on your leg to help you twist. Hold here for several deep breaths once again. With each inhale that you take, lengthen your spine up. And with each exhale, twist just a bit deeper than before. And hold here. Slowly unwind from your twist and we'll take that twist on the other side. Bring your right hand to your left leg. Bring your left arm behind you. Inhale, find length through your whole spine. Exhale, twist around to the left, looking behind you as far as you can. Remain even on both sit bones at the bottom of your pelvis on the ground. Remain here for several breaths. With each inhale that you take, find length through your whole spine. And with each exhale, twist a bit deeper than before and breathe deeply here. Slowly unwind from your twist, and we're going to make our way onto our hands and knees for a child's pose. From your hands and knees, touch your big toes together behind you. Separate your knees slightly apart. Sit your hips onto your heels and relax your torso over your thighs. Keep your arms stretching out in front of you. Bring your head to the ground. Close your eyes for a moment and begin to deepen your breath once again, remaining here for several deep breaths. Lift your head up slightly, and we're going to twist to the right. Take your left arm, threading it underneath the right, bringing the top of your hand to the ground and the left temple to the ground as well. And remain here in your twist. Slowly unwind from your twist, and we'll take that same twist on the other side. Taking the right hand, threading it underneath the left, bring the right temple to the ground, and remain here as you twist in your child's pose. Slowly unwind from your twist. Come up onto your hands and your knees, and from here, take your right leg, step it forward in between your hands. Now take a low lunge on the right. Be sure that your right knee is tracking directly above the right ankle. Have your hands to frame your right foot here. Looking down, gently press your hips down towards the floor, stretching the front of your left hip. Softening your right hip socket. Breathe here, breathing into your hips, and remain here for several deep breaths. From here, gently shift your weight back onto your left leg, straightening your right leg. Flex the right foot. If you need some padding underneath your left knee, feel free to fold your yoga mat over or place any kind of padding underneath that you would like to. Once you're settled, relax over your leg, looking down, stretching the back of your right leg, and breathing deeply. From here, take the right leg, bring it back underneath your body, and we'll switch sides. Stepping the left leg forward, bring the left knee directly above the ankle. Sending the hips down towards the ground, have your hands down on the floor, framing your left foot. Feeling a stretch in the front of your right hip, softening the left hip socket. Breathing here, remain here in your low lunge, and relax. From here, gently shift your weight onto your right leg. Flex the left foot, straightening the left leg. Once again, if you need to place some padding underneath your right leg, you can do so now. Wherever you are in this stretch, have your hands down to frame the left leg, looking down. Quiet your mind for another few deep breaths here and relax in this stretch. From here, bring that leg back underneath your body, and we'll come to lying on our back. Once you're lying on the ground, bend both of your legs, placing the bottoms of your feet on the floor, knees pointed up. From here, your legs are hips distance apart. Keep your feet exactly where they are, and just drop both of your legs over to the left. Let them relax over to the left, keeping your feet where they were. Take both of your arms and bend them up into a cactus shape. So we're getting a bit of a deep chest stretch and shoulder stretch here. If this is too intense, feel free to just straighten your arms out to the side. And wherever you are in this stretch, look over to the right. And this is a twist, so close your eyes. We'll remain here for quite some time, breathing deeply in and out through your nose. From here, quiet your mind by focusing your attention on your breath and relax into your twist. Here, without disturbing your upper body, gently bring your head back up to center and bring your knees back up to center, leaving your arms where they are. We're going to come straight into the other side. So drop both of your knees over to the right, keeping your feet where they were. Look over with your head to the left and remain here in your twist on the other side. Gently bring your head back up to center. Bring your legs back up to center. Bring some slight motion back into your arms and bring them back in. From here, bring your feet to meet each other at the center line of your body and your knees out to the side. This is Supta Baddha Konasana or supine bound angle pose. For this, if it's too intense of an inner thigh stretch, you may need to add some props underneath your knees, but you don't need yoga props if you don't have them. You can use thick books, you can use pillows, whatever you have on hand, but only if this is too uncomfortable for you. You can feel free as well to remain here without props with me. And wherever you are here in your stretch, once you find your pose, bring your hands down by your sides, palms facing up. Once again, close your eyes and begin to deepen your breath. Come back inward as we've been doing, quieting your mind by focusing on your breathing, and remain here. Gently bring some slight motion back into your body. You can use your hands to help your legs back in towards each other. Knees back pointing up towards the ceiling. From here, gently open your eyes and we'll come into the next pose. So bring your legs to meet each other and then walk your feet out to the side. So you can bring them as wide as your yoga mat. And keep your knees resting on each other in the center line of your body. Once you find your constructive rest, place your hands down by your sides and turn your palms once again up towards the ceiling. Just as we did in the previous pose, close your eyes and once again come back to your breathing and remain here. Thank you. gently bring some slight motion back into your body by gently moving your limbs. You can walk your feet back in towards each other. And from here, to come into our next pose, keep your legs bent. Take your right ankle, raising your right leg up. Cross the right ankle over the left top thigh. Bring the right knee out to the right. And from here, keep your legs in this exact shape and just twist your lower body over to the left. You're bringing the bottom of your right foot to the ground on the left side of your body. Be sure to keep your right knee in line with your right ankle to the best that you can. Once you're settled with your legs, you have a few options with your arms. You can place them down on the ground with your palms facing upward if you would like to relax here, or if you would like, you can bend your arms up as we did in the previous pose with your arms in a cactus shape, opening your chest. This has a deeper chest and shoulder stretch, so it's completely up to you as to what you would like to do. And wherever you decide to keep your arms, look over to the right with your head. Once again, twisting here, quiet your mind by focusing your attention on your breathing and relax. Some slight motion back into your body, bringing your arms back inward. Bring your legs back to center. Bring your head back to center. Remove the ankle from the thigh, and we'll switch sides. Take the left ankle, cross it over the right thigh, flexing the foot. Bring your left knee out to the side. Your legs come into a number four looking shape. Bringing both of your legs over to the right. The bottom of your left foot is on the floor here, and you're keeping your left knee in line with your left ankle. Place your arms down in your arm shape of choice. For this side, I'm going to place my hands down by my sides with the palms facing up. Turn your head over to the left. Close your eyes if they weren't already. Quiet your mind once again and remain here in your twist.
Slowly bring some slight motion back into your body so you can bring your head and your legs back to center, uncrossing your ankle. And we'll take our final pose of the class, Shavasana. Straighten your legs, separate them apart, relax your legs completely. Have your hands down by your sides, turn your palms up towards the ceiling. Close your eyes and deepen your breath once again. Just as we've been doing throughout the class, come back inward for your final pose. Quiet your mind by focusing your attention on your breath. You can count your breath. You can notice the pathway of your breath as it's moving in and out of your body. You can notice the way your belly rises and falls as you're breathing. Whatever you choose to do here in this meditation, just relax and remain here.
Thank you.
Bring some slight motion back into your body, gently moving your limbs, your hands, your feet, your arms, your legs, adding some gentle movement. Bend your legs, roll onto the right side of your body. Rest here with your knees bent, your arm underneath your head for support. Use your hands to help you come up to a seated cross-legged position. Cross your shins, flex your feet underneath your knees, bring your hands to your legs, close your eyes, sit up nice and tall. Begin to deepen your breath once again. Take a moment of gratitude for yourself for taking the time out of your day to practice yoga, to do what you need to do to be healthy and feel good. And just say thank you to yourself for that. And bring your hands to meet at the center of your chest. Bow your head to your fingertips. Namaste. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this class. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. Leave any questions or comments you might have in the comments section below. And again, don't forget to subscribe to Melissa's channel if you aren't already for free yoga videos every single week. Also, head on over to my channel, Kriska Yoga on YouTube. I post 2 free yoga classes every single week as well, plus some bonus videos here and there, and I would love to have you as a subscriber and as a part of my community as well. All of the links as to where you can reach me are listed in the description box below. Thank you so much. See you next time.